Blog Talk Radio.
It's your boy Chili Mo.
Oh, good evening. Good evening. This is Robert A. Wilson. We're having trouble with the phone line again, and we're going to have to. I'm going to have to three-way Mark onto the show. It's going to be just a minute, and we'll just get it done, and we'll have to go from there. This is kind of a temporary thing that's been happening, and we'll just get Mark on here. And I apologize. And anyway, as we're going through this, this is kind of the things that happen in life. You can't prepare for everything. And here he is. He made it.
Hello?
Well, I want to welcome. Hey, Mark, how are you? I want to welcome you to the show. Sometimes the technology isn't always up to snuff.
But hey, anyway, happens, you know what?
It does.
It
but we're going to have a good show. And Mark is going to rattle your cage with some new wisdom and open your eyes to living your dreams. And without any further ado, I want to welcome Mark Eisenhart to the show. Welcome, Mark.
Hi, Rob. Thanks very much for having me on the show. I appreciate it. I don't know if I got on here on time or not. I was having some technical difficulties. Did I miss anything?
Nope, you didn't miss nothing. We're only 2 minutes in the show. But, Mark, you went through some exciting expansion in your life, and you really opened your eyes to your own talent. Tell people a little bit about how you've done that and how you can open their eyes to living their dreams.
I will, Rob. Thanks for having me on the show. I want to say thanks to my mom, my sister, my friends, my family, all the people that are listening. I know there's a lot of people I've been reaching out to on Facebook and Twitter and through social media platforms and emails, and all my sponsors, and especially the spirit of my deceased father, who I assure you, Rob, the best parts of him live on in me. That's kind of where it all started. Rob, I don't want to dwell too much on the details because there's so many things that are happening now. I want to focus on what's going on now, and I want to make sure this lands in a way that other people can benefit from my experience and take away some things that they can find useful in their lives. But my dad was an extraordinary man, Bud Eisenhart. He was an extraordinary man. He was my best friend, my hero, my greatest teacher, my true north. And I had an extraordinary relationship with him. And I watched him beat cancer to die of liver disease. And it gutted me, Rob. I mean, the man became a wraith right before my eyes, his weight cut in half and a prisoner inside of his own body. And it just gutted me. So I was already in the middle of a downward spiral at that time. And I ran my life into the ground. Hey, Rob, are you hearing me okay? Is the audio coming through all right?
Oh, it's coming through perfect.
Okay.
You're doing
so
good. Keep going.
Okay. It gutted me, Rob. I mean, it's been said that you don't know how strong you are until being strong is the only choice you have. And I got to find out how much strength I had in reserve watching my dad beat cancer to die of liver disease. So after he died, I hit my rock bottom. And I decided I wasn't going to live that way anymore. I weighed 455 pounds, and I had 20 different verifiable clinical states of disease, including diabetes, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, anxiety, depression, OCD, PTSD or post-traumatic stress disorder, an eating disorder, a 25% loss of hearing in my left ear, a 15% loss in my right, a 90% loss of feeling in both feet from diabetic neuropathy. I was abusing drugs and alcohol, and I had stopped living and started dying. You know, there's times in my life when I was in excellent shape, Rob, and very healthy. I was an athlete and played football and wrestled in high school and college and played in the minor leagues with the Portland Raiders and was a weekend warrior. I even was a search and rescue man and paramedic firefighter and worked as a guide. But there have been times in my life when I've been in horrible shape, was horribly overweight, and, you know, where my life, I was not in control of my life, where my diseases were in control of my life, and especially my eating disorder was in control of my life. So I decided after his death to make getting and staying healthy my full-time job and my highest priority, or to die trying. So in 1 year without surgery, Rob, I dropped from 455 pounds down to 240 and eradicated all the disease states, including the diabetes, 100% return of feeling in both feet from diabetic neuropathy, or darn near 100%. 100% return of hearing in both ears, from 455 down to 240. I'm healthier than I have been at any other time in my life. I'm a miracle. I should have been dead. I told everybody that was close to me in my life, including my friends, my family, and a panel of physicians, what I was intending to do at the time of my rock bottom, and they said it was impossible, and then I did it. So, you know, I am proof that miracles happen every day.
You know, if you've been listening to Mark, it isn't that he hit rock bottom. He opened himself up to his own talent, and that takes a guttiness. But, Mark, wouldn't you say it takes two things that make me successful? That's stubborn and hard-headedness. I got to be too stubborn to know when I'm beaten, too hard-headed to quit. And wouldn't you say that's kind of where you was?
Oh, it's a great way of putting it, Rob. I love how you frame that. It's a combination of things. But I want to emphasize for the benefit of the listeners, Rob, that it was that, but it was more than that for me. You know, I was a nerd. You know, I was inert in my ways of thinking. I was inert in my ways of being. I was inert in my ways of doing. You know, the human race is the only species on this planet that identifies the right thing to do and then makes a conscious choice not to do it. We'll hit our head against the wall and complain about how much it hurts instead of just stopping. And I knew I was in my own way. I was aware of that. I was mindful of it, but I kept doing it anyway. And so, yeah, I was being both bullheaded and stupid about it and stubborn, and then, you know, it ran myself into the ground. But the good news is that once I decided to do it, to turn my life around and make getting and staying healthy my full-time job and my highest priority, I put 1,000% into it. I put my whole heart into it. I kind of took what I call the Jason Bourne approach, and I created an immersion program. And I'm a kind of guy that believes that once you set an intention, the universe will conspire to help you. So I knew the how and when and the where and all the, you know, the details would work themselves out. So I made it my full-time job 24/7. I said, I'm going to get and stay healthy. I'm going to restore myself to the kind of vibrant health that I had during my prime, or I'm going to die trying. And it worked.
You know, Mark, there's a question just come to me. You know, with a brain, and we know right from wrong, but does our ego and our trying to defy doing right to be defiant to our own good, do you think that plays a part in this? And we're going to show the world we can do it my way without doing it in an innate way?
I do think that plays a part of it, Rob, and I think that's an excellent point, you know. And I'll just kind of reference what I said earlier. You know, what I was doing was what was familiar to me instead of what was best for me. So the disconnect, Rob, the problem was, at that time, my own version of what I thought was best for me, okay? The problem was, you know, I was making decisions with a diseased mind. You know, the resemblance between my life at the time of my rock bottom in the movie A Beautiful Mind is uncanny. You know, I had PTSD, post-traumatic stress disorder, anxiety, depression, OCD, a mood disorder. I was making decisions with a mind that was broken. I had a brain disorder. So, you know, my own version of what I thought was best for me was running my life into the ground, and that's why I got into trouble with it. So when I started to heal, can't emphasize how much the weight loss is important, but I can't emphasize how important it is for me to have healed from the disease test, especially the anxiety, the depression, the OCD, the mood disorder. My mind was broken, Rob. That was the real problem, was, you know, making decisions with a broken thinker, and that doesn't work real well for you. You know, meditation, energy work, especially meditation, were an integral part of how I was able to heal as fast as I was. And once I got my head on straight, everything else started falling into place.
Now, Mark just said the key to everything. Once you get everything in a focused and a forward manner, everything falls into place. And that is very true. Mark, there's a caller on the line. Do you feel like a question? And the call-in number is 718-305-6548. And do you feel like taking a question?
Let's do it.
And listen to, okay. 614-460. And 614,
that's Columbus.
And welcome to the show. And who's calling?
Mark, hey, buddy.
Hey, Ethan, that's got to be Ethan. I was going to say 614, that's Columbus.
Yeah,
Rob, let me tell you, we are in the presence of greatness right now. This guy's incredible. Ethan is a professional bodybuilder, a kindred spirit, a good friend of mine, and a great resource to me. How you doing, brother?
Well, the big thing there, when you tell them I'm a pro bodybuilder, I'm actually a pro wheelchair bodybuilder.
That's right, you are.
I'm with the WNBF. I was put in a wheelchair a little over 9 years ago. I started bodybuilding about a year and a half ago, and I turned pro April of 2012 in the WNBF. And you guys...
And he's just getting started. Let me tell you, this guy is on fire, man.
For sure, man. For sure. If any of you are interested in hearing my or reading my story, my autobiography is published online. You just Google my name, Ethan Schneider, S-C-H-N-E-I-D-E-R. You're welcome to add me on Facebook. Ask any questions you got. I'd love to help you with anything I can. But I was listening to your conversation there, Mark, you know, and telling what you've done, and you've done amazing things too. And you know, you've done it by taking control. And
that's right.
The big thing that a lot of people don't think about, you know, and really reading my story, it kind of wakes them up. The big thing also with what you're doing, I think you've let God take control. I believe with all my heart that he is directing you, and that is how you have just woken up to the bad things in your life, and you have turned your life around, and you're doing amazing things, and you've been doing amazing things for others and helping to change their life. Am I right about that?
Hey, I got a question for both of you. Yeah. I want to get both of you. Did you guys let go of control and open out some eulogizing epiphanies to expand your life?
Rob, say the question again, please.
Rather than taking control over your life, did you let go of control and open out some inner eulogizing epiphanies and expand your life?
Oh, that's a big question. Ethan, I'm gonna defer to you first, and then I'm gonna respond to that question after I think about it, Rob. That's a big question. But thanks, by the way, Ethan, for noticing. Because I got to be honest with you, I often wonder, because I've been doing this under a mantle that I hope, you know, inspired other people to benefit from my experience and pay it forward. And I've just really wondered how effective I've been with that. So I just want to go on record as saying thanks very much for your praise, and I appreciate it.
Well, what I eulogizing epiphanies. Now, I'm not quite sure how interpret those words, eulogizing epiphanies. What I've done in my life, you know, I was put in a wheelchair a little over 9 years ago, and since then, as the years have passed, and of course, everything in my life is a trial. Everything I have to deal with, I have to learn how to deal with it the best way. I have to overpass it and get by it, you know, and it's made me much stronger. And I believe that everything in my life has came to me for a reason. I don't believe that, you know, I got to deal with all this crap because I'm put in a wheelchair, you know, just doing a bowel movement. I'm being honest with you. It takes me over 3 hours from beginning to end just to go to the bathroom. You know, that's the biggest pain in my life, and most people don't even think about that. You know, but everything in my life, every trial that I've had to deal with, I've been able to overcome it, and I honestly give all the credit to God, to my Father in heaven. I mean, I make sure everybody knows that. When I tell my story, my autobiography online, it's not about me. I tell my story because people can see what I've been able to overcome. But the whole reason I'm able to overcome everything is because I have God. I have accepted him and the Lord as my Savior. Honestly, that I swear to you. That is the truth, and everything I do in life right now is directed in praise to him. And bodybuilding, the reason I do it, the reason I'm up there on the stage, is to help motivate other people not to let anything in life stop them. That if you have the drive, the desire, and honestly the faith in him, you will get through anything, anything. And
well, Ethan, I couldn't agree with you more. I know you know me well enough about the what I'm about to say about my faith has carried me through so many times, just in the not only during that transformation, but just in the last couple of years. My spiritual practice did for me in 1 year what Western medicine couldn't do in 40. So I love where you're at, Ethan. Thank you so much. I got to be honest with you, man. I am so inspired by your courage and your strength and your fortitude. And I want to respond to your question. Your perseverance is just off the hook, Ethan. And I want you to know you have and continue to be a huge source of inspiration for me, brother. Rob, I think I'm going to answer your question this way. What I did was I took control over what was out of control, because I said this in the first part of the interview, and I'll say it again. I wasn't in control of my life at the time of my rock bottom. My diseases, my eating disorder was in control of my life. So once I opened myself up to it, and I, you know, I've said in a couple other interviews, and I talk about this in my book, in order to be full, I believe you have to become empty first. And what I had to do was I had to become empty. I had to flush out all the ideas of what I thought was my best, you know, best plans for myself and, you know, the best way for me to proceed, the best course of action. I had to open myself up to a world of possibilities that really was never even on my radar before. And as a result of that experience, not only did I drop 215 pounds, manifest miraculous healing, but I became a sponsored athlete, an actor, a transformational speaker, a model, a spokesperson. I mean, I competed on American Ninja Warrior. I've been on over 60 TV and radio shows, 7 magazines, 2 covers. I'm adapting my book for film. I mean, I'm living a life that would have never even been on my radar because I allowed myself to be empty, to get out of my own way and disregard my own versions of what I thought was best for me, open myself up to a world of possibilities, and then find that strength and harness it and move forward with it. And I'm moving forward with it now, taking that same degree of fortitude and that intensity and that determination and resolve to embark on another transformation, to go from my current weight of 249 pounds down to 210, drop to and maintain around 7 to 8% body fat, and I'm going for the cover of Men's Health magazine. I'm not going to lie. I'm going to go on record as saying my intention here, I want this to land in such a way that I go from a guy who was morbidly obese and at death's door to a brand ambassador for how far a person can go once they decide to invest in their health and they make getting and staying healthy and physically fit their highest priority and be, you know, embrace that determination, that fortitude, that boundlessness of the human spirit. That's where I'm intending for this to land. I'm working with former Mr. America, Tom Terwilliger. He's a 2-time Mr. Olympia contender and an expert team of professionals. My nutritionist was recently featured in Martha Stewart's Whole Living magazine. Her name is Andrea Nakayama. Tracy Lynn Cohen is my head trainer and lifestyle and fitness coach. She's a national level figure competitor based out of Vancouver, BC. And I've got 23 sponsors behind me now, Rob. I've just picked up additional sponsors just in the last couple of days. I'm stoked to be working with Virus, Action Sports Performance Wear, and Cool Fit. They're a manufacturer of cooling vests. And if you want to learn more about my sponsors, you can go to my website, which is www.getempowerednow.com. Empowered is spelled with an I, like impulse power. Click on the sponsorship page. Rob, at the end of the day, you know, it takes a village to raise a child. And I'm so grateful to all the people that I've partnered myself with and formed strategic alliances with, because it's time to be the story, Rob. What people want is to be inspired. They want to see somebody who will stand up and do extraordinary things and rattle the cages, but done correctly on a mantle that pays it forward, that other people can benefit from my experience. And, you know, I've aligned myself with a lot of incredibly competent people in their field, respective experts in their field, and I'm getting to the top of my game. 2013 is going to be a really big year for me.
Hey, Mark.
I'm a profound in 13, but here's the thing. I have opened my eyes to something, and I that's really unique. I don't control nothing. I facilitate everything. That way I, in doing it, and you know, you're talking about God. Me and God got a unique relationship. It's kind of like Noah cleaning the ark. He calls down to Noah and says, Noah, are you cleaning the ark? And he goes, no, God, I'm not. And then God goes, Noah, how long can you tread water? And that's kind of the way he does with me. He says, Rob, are you listening? And I kind of turn my head and he says, okay, watch this. Here comes a challenge bigger than a saddle horse coming at me. And then he says, are you listening now? And I go, you bet. I'm on the top of it. That's kind of what you guys were saying here, and I want to open people's eyes to what they're saying here. It's when you choose to challenge yourself, the challenges become easy, because the challenge is only canonizing harmony, allowing lively love to energize newborn genius every day.
Hey, Mark.
Yeah, I'm here.
Hey, you mentioned magazines, and I just want to let everybody know, if they get the Muscle Mag magazine, I'm actually in the January issue. So you can see a big old picture of me, along with part of an email that I wrote to Tosca Kennedy, who's a very good friend of mine, Robert Kennedy Publishing. They publish Muscle Mag. And Tosca, I know your broadcast here, it was, you know, about sex, success and wealth, you know. And Tosca, she's the president of Robert Kennedy Publishing, is a very good friend of mine. She actually just sent me a copy of Bullseye, written by Robert Kennedy, which is, it came out after his passing in 2012. But an awesome, awesome book. She just sent, it's all about networking, man, being successful.
Yeah.
She sent me a free copy of Bullseye, you know, and I keep in direct contact with her because, you know, I make sure she's doing all right, and I kind of watch over her because I know she's just got so much on her plate. And with Robert not being in the picture anymore, just I worry about her, and I like to check up on her. I'm helping Robert out, you know, as his helping hand on earth, you know, watching over Tosca. But Tosca's just an amazing woman, and about wealth and success, you know. This book, Bullseye, is an amazing book, and I would highly recommend anybody checking out. Very inexpensive. I mean, it retails for like $12 or something, you know, so.
And we got two more. I don't want to cut anybody short here, but we got two more callers, and we're getting down to 7 minutes here. Ethan, I don't want to cut you short, but I want to get to the other callers.
No problem. Hey, it was great chatting with you.
Thank you,
Ethan.
You're welcome. Bye.
And now we're going to go to 212-475. And as soon as everything works here, and welcome. And who's calling? Where are you calling from?
Hey, hello. This is Akayani Chamberlain, and I'm calling from Greenpoint in Brooklyn, New York. And I just wanted to say, Mark, that somehow or another, you came to my attention because of Revolution and a talk that you gave there. And whenever I talk to people about how they can change their lives around, you're always my poster boy. And I just want to say that you look... You know, I've been, like, looking at your photos, you know, because, of course, you keep going and your body keeps healing at a cellular level. And it's just amazing. You just look better and better and better and better and better. So,
well, thank you so much. That is seriously, thank you so much. That is a wonderful thing to say. I want you to know I get so little feedback. Everybody is so busy. And so thank you so very much for saying that, and thank you for paying it forward, because I should bring you on staff. It sounds like you're one of my biggest advocates, and I want other people to be inspired and to benefit from this. So thank you very much, and I assure you that this next transformation that I'm embarking on, my goal here is that my dad's birthday is on the 26th of June. So by the 26th of June, I'm going to be down to 210 pounds and somewhere between 7 or 8% body fat. I'm doing all this. I think I said this earlier, on a plant-based whole foods diet. I was raw vegan for a little while, but now I'm an ovo-lacto-pescatarian, which is a fancy way of saying a vegan who eats fish and eggs and some soft cheeses and still a partly raw diet, because my body wasn't recombinating plant-based proteins. So I had to put some eggs and fish and some soft cheeses back in my diet. But when it's all said and done, my plan is for my mom's not even going to recognize me. My plan is to land on the cover of Men's Health magazine, be as physically fit as I can, you know, be absolutely in tip-top shape, and, you know, Thrive Forward is an integral part of this. I'm a Vegas-sponsored athlete and brand ambassador, and the work of Brendan Brazier has and continues to be a huge source of inspiration, and I'm still standing up for showing people how far you can go on a plant-based diet. I may not be vegan anymore, but I'm still on a plant-based whole foods diet and still largely raw. And I just want to say thanks so much. That's a huge inspiration for me to know that you're out there and that you're paying attention, and thank you for the compliment.
Oh, absolutely. I follow you on Twitter, and it's The Living Connection, and you'll see
pictures. Yeah, okay.
Of, yeah,
all right, yeah,
me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Me
are,
and my 112-year-old grandmother. I'm not on Facebook, no, I'm not,
okay.
But he is.
Okay. Well, please
and,
reach out to me on Twitter.
I will. I look forward to meeting you. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
And I want to thank the caller. We got another caller to get to. I tried to get to them all.
Okay.
And it's 330-858.
Hello?
Hello, son. Hello,
Hi,
son. I'm proud of you. Keep going.
Hi, Mom. Thanks for calling in. That's my mom, Judy Eisenhart in Akron, Ohio, Rob. I love you, Mom. Thanks for calling in.
Love you, too. Keep going, son. Bye-bye.
Okay.
Wow. Now, this is the best thing that can happen when the mom calls a show. It
oh,
made
I know.
The best show in the world.
It doesn't get any better than that.
And I want to thank her. I want to thank your mom for calling in. That made my day.
Yep.
And thank you. But anyway, Mark, with determination and a vision, where do you think people can go?
I think the sky's the limit. You know what, Rob, the bottom line is I wish we have a little more time because we didn't get a chance to go into some of the things that I wanted to talk about. So maybe we can do this another time. I'm really glad with how
oh,
things
absolutely.
Turned out here. But,
here,
I guess I'm a guy who's known my whole life that everything is possible. 3 years ago, I got to prove it. And I'm about to prove it again because, you know, this is all setting me up for a climb of Aconcagua, which is a 7,000-meter peak in Argentina. That's going to be the subject of a book and a documentary film called Rattle the Cages. And that Aconcagua climb is setting me up for some bigger climbs, some of the 7,000 and 8,000-meter peaks. There's some peaks in the Peruvian Andes that have never even seen human footprints, and I'm going to go climb them. And then this is all ultimately along a trajectory that's designed to get me to traverse the northern Patagonian ice field. I don't have any time to go into that, but to answer your question, how far can you get? You can get to the northern Patagonian ice field, Rob, and that's pretty far, if you ask me, you know.
And yeah, and yours is for there, mine is that I want to swim with the sharks. That's my entertainment.
Fantastic. Somebody else just sent me a message and said they tried to get through. Do we have another caller on the line?
No, just your mother's there and
okay.
Nobody else here.
Our mutual friend Becca in Boca Raton called this, wanted me to tell you to say hi. But I just want to say, Rob, I want to invite people to follow me on Twitter and look me up, send me a friend request on Facebook. All this stuff is going to be documented. I'm going to be streaming videos. There's going to be before and after pictures of this next transformation, me in the kitchen making my smoothies and preparing foods and, you know, training at the gym and even interviews with the members of my team. You know, I'm working with a peak performance specialist named Dino Paris. My whole brain coach is Tony Priddle. Matthias Bennett is my intuitive strategist. I mean, if you go to the My Team page on my website, there's all the members of my team that I've aligned myself with. Because, you know, it's a team sport. At the end of the day, we're all in this together, and I'm going all the way. And Men's Health Magazine is not my end game, by the way, Rob. I want Time Magazine, I want Esquire, and I want GQ. That's how far I'm going. I'm here to rattle the cages, Rob. That's the bottom line.
You're here to rattle? Oh, there's that lady. I'm here to confuse everybody to see how good they can get. And that's my intention.
Sure.
So anyway, Mark, you went through one real personal expansion. You're going through another.
Yep.
How can people really open their eyes to see their own talent the same way you have seen yours?
Well, I think the most important thing, the one thing that I could leave people with is to take a leap of faith, to know that everything is possible. I would encourage people to learn about the law of attraction, watch movies like The Secret, understand that I believe, in my view of things, it's all about setting intentions, putting conscious energy into those intentions, and then knowing that the universe is going to conspire to help you in that, and those intentions will manifest in your reality. Or if they don't manifest, whatever manifests in their place will be even better. than what you intended for yourself. You know, the single most important thing I did, Rob, was I did what the Buddha did. I sat down in the chair, and I did nothing but breathe. And I got comfortable with being uncomfortable for the very first time in my life. Having that willingness to sit and be still and meditate and get out of my own egoic mind, that's what opened me up to all the possibilities that were off my radar. So it doesn't matter if you're a weekend warrior or if you work an office job or if you're a sponsored athlete or if you're a radio show host or if you're a cook or whatever, I think everybody would stand to benefit from quieting the mind, from having a willingness to get still. And if you're uncomfortable, to cultivate that strength and that fortitude that comes from getting comfortable with being uncomfortable. That's how it all changed for me, and I believe everybody would benefit greatly from that.
Well, you know, and that's very true. You expand in silence and live between the thoughts.
Yeah, that's right.
And
that's right.
The website is getempowerednow.com, and it's I am instead of
that's
E-M.
Right.
It's I am
that's
powered
right.
now.
Like impulse power. Yeah, like impulse power. That's my website, and if you go to that website, you can subscribe to my newsletter. You can click on the plugins to follow me on Twitter, Facebook, Google+, my YouTube channel. You can sign up for my group on Facebook, Rattle the Cages, which is where I'm going to be streaming all the videos from. You know, there'll be a blog there that you can follow, stuff on my diet. Everybody asks me, how do I, you know, what do I eat and all that stuff. I mean, I eat every 2 hours, Rob. I eat 6 to 8 times a day. I eat fat, fiber, protein in every meal, a plant-based whole foods diet, all organic. I precede every meal with Bragg's raw apple cider vinegar and enzymes by Enzymedica. I'm stoked to be working with a company now that's based out of Sacramento called Cultured Kitchen. They're providing raw foods for me, and Pickle Planet is providing the raw fermented sauerkraut and kimchi for additional enzymes and probiotics. You know, my whole life has become very structured, and I'm not suggesting that everybody do that, but to get to the top of my game, you can't produce scientific results without a scientific method. So what I'm doing is taking the most scientific approach that I can to produce the healthiest, most physically fit version of myself that I'm capable of within the limits of my genetics. You know, I'm not a guy who's Michael Jordan or Tiger Woods. I'm just going to be the best, healthiest, most physically fit version of me that I possibly can, hopefully under a mantle that inspires other people and lands on the cover of some of the biggest magazines out there. When it's all said and done, Rob, I want people talking about me in the ranks of Ernest Shackleton, people who did extraordinary things to help mankind leave the world a better place, and rattle the cages. I'm here to change the course of human history, and there's a lot of people out there that would say that guy's just full of himself, he's full of his ego, but I believe that if it's done with the right intentions, with the right way, that's how we move and shake, and that's how we change things. That's how we break people out of inertia, that's how we empower people, and that's how I'm going to be the best version of me that I possibly can.
And we're at the end of the show, and we're going to rock and roll and stroll through the end, and we're going to ask Mark to give you a one-sentence wisdom, and then I'm going to close out the show.
Rob, thanks so much for having me again. Thanks, my friends, my family, my sponsors, everybody that tuned in. The single most important thing that I would say, the word of wisdom, cultivate that willingness, that fortitude to do what's best for you instead of what's familiar to you. Open yourself up to a world of possibilities that exists in the emptiness between thoughts. Quiet the mind and watch what happens. Don't
and
believe everything you think, Rob.
You think when you think. You glow when you show.
Yeah. Don't believe everything you think because you're not your thoughts. They're just
That's
thoughts.
It. Yeah, you think and you overthink.
That's right. Yeah.
And that's basically what we do well is overthink. Mark, we're going to have you back because we can have a conversation that very few people can probably follow. But we'll open
okay,
the world.
Okay, I look forward to that, Rob.
We'll expand the world into a place they never knew existed.
It's
but it
entirely
does
possible.
It's in the mountains of the Terra Incognitas where all your dreams wait.
That's right. I love it. I love where your head's at, Rob. I'm right there with you. Let's do this. Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you, Mark. I've enjoyed this. This has been a fast 35 minutes. Can you believe that?
It really has. You know what? I'm a man on fire, Rob. It's that simple. It's
Thank
time
you.
To get to the top of my game and rattle the cages. A fire is rising in me, and I've aligned myself with an expert team of people to get to the top of my game and burn those cages down if I have to get people's attention, because I want everybody to benefit from my experience and be as healthy as they can possibly be. And I'm a guy who will stand up and say, pay attention, watch this. Everything is possible.
You know what fire means? It's a feisty inner revelation energizing the world.
Yeah. Hey, I'm right there with you, man. We all make our own personal revelations on our own terms and our own time, Robin. I'm right there with you. Thanks so much for having me
on the
show.
You have a good night, Mark, and I'll get you a copy of this as soon as it's up or in the morning.
All right. Thanks so much, Rob. Have a good one.
All right. You too. And good night, everybody, and we'll see you next week.